Right now, look around you. There are probably half a dozen digital devices within your reach that can record sound, video, or still pictures. On YouTube, the entire world seems to be auditioning for something. Well, here's an audition moment from the last century.
Be my woman, girl, I
be your man.
Be my woman, girl, I
be your man.
Within the memory of most people alive today, this idea of recording the sound of something in its natural setting, outside of a studio, was unusual. It was novel. A little further back, it was simply miraculous. That's the voice of Mississippi bluesman Son House, recorded by Alan Lomax back in the 1940s. One of thousands of recordings Lomax made while traveling the world, mostly in his beat-up Ford station wagon, with about 60 pounds of recording equipment in his trunk, equipment we today would only jokingly call portable.
The invention of this equipment changed everything forever. Out of it has come a new kind of world. We don't realize it enough, I think. And things like oral history and things like phonograph albums that we can now listen to the whole world sing, not just ourselves. A new unity has been created.
That is Lomax speaking back in 1993 about a technology that may have been novel to most of the world, but to him was transformative. Here, listen to the spinning sound of the old Edison cylinders that first recorded the sound of the human voice. And now here is the clicking clock beauty of a portable Nagra reel-to-reel recorder from the 1960s. Hear that? Lomax used them all. His studio was the world itself, and perhaps the highest fidelity recorder he took with him was his own memory.
The first great song that really made me, that allied me with the people, that made me forget Beethoven and all that, was the in the Texas prison camp, where black men driven from can under the shotgun had the glorious humanity to make great music like Go down, oh Hannah, well, 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 come on. Well, well, well.
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on.
That's Lead Belly, recorded by Alan Lomax, who also brought us Woody Guthrie and captured the voices of the likes of Zora Neale Hurston and early Pete Seeger with the zeal of an anthropologist. His influence on the music business, which he hated, you can hear in this Kurt Cobain cover of Lead Belly.
The invention of this equipment changed everything forever. Out of it has come a new kind of world.
Alan Lomax died in 2002. The impulse to be an Alan Lomax and capture what's happening around us in the ephemeral present moment lives on because of him. Every time we press that red button that says record.
My husband would the hard work and made till a mile and a half from here.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.